السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. ذو الجناح وذو الجنة was the horse of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. We always hear about the horse of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the closeness of its relationship with its rider. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, like all the members of the prophetic household, taught us the importance of looking after the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be they human or animals or indeed the plant kingdom, and all the resources God has given us, the responsibilities that we have with them. And that horse, according to some, was a gift from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And we know very well that any horse rider will tell you about the closeness of the relationship between the horse rider and their horse. The horse can, in a way, feel the energy of the rider, feel the momentum of the rider, feel even the instructions and the orders of the rider. They can sense the mood, and likewise this can be reciprocated, and this can be seen as they enter Karbala. For the horse does not want to go towards Karbala, it actually stops in its place. Many do not know this. Many, in their knowledge of the horse of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, may know about some of the last moments of the life of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, but would you believe that this horse did not want to enter the plains of Karbala because it sensed that something was wrong? Until Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam walked ahead of it, and then it would join Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And Imam al-Hussein loved this horse to the extent that even seeing himself thirsty, he wanted first to quench the thirst of his horse before he quenched his own thirst. And this horse reciprocated the love. For this horse, when it saw the opposition attacking Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, tried its hardest to protect Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. People were able to hear the snorting of the horse and the breathing of the horse at the time in which Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was being attacked. The horse would come from different angles to stop them. It even started to come near the body of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and even started to feel some of the blood on the cheeks of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, until eventually that horse would go back towards the tent of the prophetic household. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam narrates for us a line which we hear in Majalis. Many of you would have heard the lines that begin al-Dhalima, al-Dhalima. That refers to what? That refers to what the horse was saying when it came back towards the tents of the prophetic household. Now someone will say, well, how could a horse speak? We know animals can speak and can communicate. And if someone is given that knowledge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, he is able to hear exactly what it is that they are saying and understand its meaning. And you find the Imam says that the horse was saying, what an oppression that they kill the son of the only daughter of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. What happened to Dhul Janah or Dhul Janah? According to some, it banged its head on the floor so much until it eventually died. According to others, it went straight into the Furat. Wallahu a'lam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.